Bibles today to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and we're going to put our finger on verse 3. Let's go. If so being that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. Well, today we are on episode 38, and we've been talking about blood covenant and the disciple. And there are three things that God uses to reveal His will in the earth. We found in our series that these three things are discovered in the book of 1 John 5. We did a whole chapter summary on that, verse by verse. And we saw that those three things are blood, water, and spirit. Blood makes us one with God. It's here that this work of blood not only makes us one, but blood creates in secret. Blood not only creates in secret, but it reveals the course, it reveals the path of what is created in secret to be openly displayed, or it's the door to life. Blood, water is life. Life is simply the increase of the Godhead in the life of a believer. Isn't that good? So blood creates a place where the increase of the Godhead is revealed. A house. An eternal house of God. Paul said that he earnestly groaned, that he earnestly desired to be clothed upon. Not only is the disciple one in blood, one in life, but when life is revealed, that's when the Holy Spirit begins to take of the Father and give to the disciple. Remember when Jesus was on the Mount of Transfiguration and John was operating in the administrative and executive right to create like God. Where? In the water. Blood, water, spirit. And as he created Jesus to be revealed, the Spirit, the heavens open, the Spirit of God. Like the Spirit of God came, that's that house, that's that fullness that came and clothed Jesus. And when the Spirit clothed Jesus from on high, we have to remember that this word clothe has everything to do about the great investment. Isn't that good? So here we see Jesus clothed from on high, and when that came, the Father said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." It's there the Spirit took of the Father to reveal Jesus to those that are there. Friends, that's why blood covenant is so important. You can have faith and still not be operating in blood covenant. You can decree and declare a vision, a dream, a prophecy, and still not be operating in blood covenant. You can have a visitation of ascending to heaven and coming back into the earth, and you can have a revelation about something and still not walk inwardly as one in blood covenant. How do we do that? How do we get to that place? By simply acknowledging that our whole being is already positioned in rest and righteousness. How? Through blood covenant, through the lost art of the finished works of God or the Trinity through the cross. Isn't that good? You see, just as there is no dividing wall, there is no separation between the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, there is no separation between the spirit, soul, and body. We are the body of Jesus. That's why we desire earnestly to be clothed upon. So when we're clothed upon, we are not found naked. This word clothed upon not only is the simple recognition that inwardly there's no dividing wall and we are one in rest and righteousness. That's where the elements of blood covenant flow from the top of our head to the bottom of our feet into the world which is our footstool. But as we allow the inward working of blood covenant, there's an outward working of the rest of the Godhead. So as we take a sneak peek at this word clothed a little bit more, it means to sink down in. Isn't that good? What comes to mind? When we allow the work of blood covenant to flow inwardly, we literally allow the delight of God to clothe us from on high. And when we do, we sink down in. We become more established in the elements of blood covenant. And this is what it means that the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the earth. There was a clothing from on high, from what was created in secret, what was joined together as one. Remember, in Genesis chapter 1, in the beginning, God created. The word beginning means to shake the head, to move together as one. That's the Ark of the Covenant, the mind of God. There's that word Trinity again, but it's Elohim here. It means the God of blood covenant. But God created, the word created means to join together as one through liquid elements. So there's a thought process where we simply recognize the position of our mind is already one, our soul. And as we allow the elements of blood covenant to flow, we simply turn our heart towards our desire, and blood covenant flows into that desire, and the house of God clothes it, causing our position to sink down or become hidden in more of God, to be established. And it's when we become hidden, each time we become clothed from on high and carry it, there is investment, and that's when the Spirit prospers. That's why the word Ark of the Covenant, or beginning the word Rosh or Osh, that's why it says that the Ark of the Covenant, the shaking of the head, has to do with wealth. Because when we sink down into God's rest, it is the Godhead that causes the investment of possessing more of who they are upon us to push out of us the kingdom, their witness, their way through blood covenant. See, nothing can come out of us from the kingdom but through blood. Nothing can prosper out of us but through blood covenant, or the door of life opening through what was created in blood. Being clothed from on high, so that we will not be found naked. And this has everything to do with our words as well, because once we are inwardly moving in the place of allowing inwardly the flow of blood covenant, we maintain our position of the simple recognition that our spirit, soul, body, our one whole new man, is positioned in God's rest and righteousness. And this keeps Jesus as Lord over our whole being. He's the head, we're the body, remember? And at the same time, it allows the Father and the Holy Spirit to increase our borders, to give witness to those things that they desire outside of us by pushing the kingdom out of us. Remember, the Father said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Jesus was not only clothed from on high, that's the meaning of the word water. It's more than the washing of the water of the word. It means clothed from on high, or whatever you created in secret through blood is now going to become made flesh. Jesus was the Word. He made what was created in secret flesh. He carried it. And because of that, The father said, "This is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased." Wow, we're out of time already. Well, put your finger there. And as you put your finger there, bookmark that, and I pray that you take it to your secret place and share it in your secret place today. Thanks for being part of God's loving family in these pages as we steal away in this secret place.